Russia's FSB says the NSA hacked Russian iPhones in a massive espionage campaign, suspicious behaviour found in Gigabyte's motherboard firmware, 18 malicious Chrome extensions spotted on the web store, and the FTC goes after Amazon. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 2nd of June, and this podcast episode is brought to you by vulnerability management and analysis platform, Nucleus Security. In today's top story, Russia's FSB intelligence service claims to have uncovered a US intelligence operation that compromised thousands of iPhones belonging to diplomatic missions and embassies in Russia. The operation allegedly targeted the devices of Russian citizens, as well as diplomatic representatives from NATO countries, the post-Soviet bloc, Israel, China, and South Africa. The alleged attacks exploited a vulnerability in Apple smartphones. The FSB attributed the hacks to the US National Security Agency and claimed Apple cooperated with the NSA to enable the attacks. Russian cybersecurity firm Kaspersky says the attacks also targeted some of its employees. The company found its devices were compromised as far back as 2019, but says the campaign is still ongoing. Kaspersky says the attacks used a zero-click exploit and described the final payload as a fully featured APT platform. In March this year, the Kremlin security team instructed presidential staff to dump their iPhones by April 1, 2023. The FSB has not provided any evidence to back its claims. In other news, hardware security company Eclipsium has identified what it's calling a backdoor mechanism in the firmware of hundreds of Gigabyte motherboard models. Researchers say the Gigabyte firmware drops a Windows binary that's executed when the operating system boots up, which then downloads and runs other files from Gigabyte servers. The files are downloaded either via HTTP or via a misconfigured HTTPS connection, exposing users to attacker-in-the-middle risks. Eclipsium says there's no evidence to suggest the mechanism has been used for malicious purposes as of yet. The United States FTC and Justice Department have filed a complaint against Amazon, accusing the company of violating US children's privacy laws. Officials say the company has misled parents and has kept their children's Alexa voice recordings and personal data for years, even if it claimed parents could request to have the data deleted. The FTC is seeking a $25 million civil penalty and wants to force the company to delete children's personal information, geolocation data, and their Alexa voice recordings. The FTC has also filed a second complaint against Amazon, this one against the company's Ring Home Security Camera Division. Now, officials say Ring had poor business practices that allowed any employee or contractor to access its users' private videos. They also say Ring had poor security practices that allowed hackers to take control of user accounts and their camera feeds. In this case, the FTC wants Amazon to pay $5.8 million in refunds to customers and have the company implement a series of cybersecurity measures. These include rolling out MFA support for employee and user accounts and keeping logs of employees' access to user accounts. The White House has nominated Army Major General William Hartman to become the next deputy of U.S. Cyber Command. It confirmed Hartman would replace U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Timothy Hogg, who's been nominated to become the next NSA and Cyber Command Chief. Hartman is currently the head of the U.S. Cyber Command's Cyber National Mission Force. A zero-day vulnerability patched in Barracuda email gateways has been under active exploitation since October 2022. Barracuda says the attacks exploited a module that screens incoming email attachments. Attackers exploited the vulnerability to deploy malware on Barracuda email gateways. Malware spotted in the attacks includes the Saltwater and SeaSpy backdoors and the Seaside Shell. Barracuda says it's seen evidence of data exfiltration from some of the impacted appliances. A threat actor named Spyboy is selling access to a tool named Terminator that they claim can shut down endpoint security software on compromised hosts. The tool is being advertised in the Cybercrime Underground for $3,000. Buyers can also get their hands on a cheaper version that bypasses just one security software package for $300. According to CrowdStrike and Stairwell, the Terminator toolkit appears to abuse the bring-your-own vulnerable driver technique for its attacks. Security researcher Vladimir Palant has discovered 18 dodgy Chrome extensions available on the official Chrome Web Store. The extensions include PDF viewers, ad blockers, clipboard managers, and VPN clients. Collectively, they've been installed more than 55 million times. Palant says the extensions inject JavaScript code into all websites visited by a user, most likely used to show ads. Software company Progress has released a security update for a vulnerability impacting its MoveIt managed file transfer utility. The vulnerability has already been exploited in the wild to steal data from some organizations, according to Bleeping Computer. MoveIt now becomes the fourth major MFT product to be exploited in the wild after Accelion, FileZen, and Go Anywhere. The WordPress security team has forcibly installed a security update for the Jetpack security plugin on more than 5 million WordPress websites. The update fixed a critical security flaw that impacts all Jetpack versions released since 2012. The plugin's authors prepared and released 102 different security patches for all the different Jetpack versions that are impacted and are still used. They say they've seen no active exploitation of the flaw so far. Mozilla has announced that the 115th version of Firefox will be the last version of the browser to support Windows 7, 8 and 8.1. Although support for the new feature will cease, Mozilla says it will keep delivering security updates to Firefox users on these platforms until September 2024. Chrome and Edge also announced EOL for their browsers on Windows 7 and Windows 8 earlier this year. Firefox 115 will be released this July. Several Discord communities focused on cryptocurrency have been hacked over the past month after their admins were tricked into running malicious JavaScript code disguised as a web browser bookmark, according to InfoSec reporter Brian Krebs. Now, many of the hacks began with an interview request from someone posing as a reporter for a crypto-focused online news outlet. Some of the confirmed hacked communities include the Ocean Protocol, Aura Network, Nami, and Metrix Coin. The El Dorado cryptocurrency exchange has been hacked and $580,000 worth of crypto assets stolen. The hacker says they used an intentional backdoor left in the platform's code by the developers. The attacker claims they are a white hat researcher and is offering to return the funds for a bounty reward of 10% of the stolen funds. And that is all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Nucleus Security. Find them at nucleussec.com. Thanks for your company.